Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the LaLisa Williams Show today. Oh my goodness, it is Thursday, and we are excited. Well, I tell you, if you're on the traditional work schedule week, Monday through Friday, then you are excited because you just have one more day to Friday, and then it's off to the weekend. And even if you're not on a traditional week, you know, the weekend always holds something a little special, especially for those individuals that have certain things that they do on Saturday with their family, time that they spend with their family, their loved one, and their friends. The weekend holds a very, very special time. But we have some exciting things that are going on, that are going to be happening. If you are in the New Jersey area, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, or Delaware, you want to mark your calendar and get ready for our biggest women's conference yet to help the economic situation that we're in. We're talking about we're coming with answers, we're coming with solutions, and we're coming with people that can give you right now tips, tools, and strategies on how to move forward during these economic times. You know, things have been bad for a little while now, but here's the thing. Even though the economy is depressed, and even though there may be some strongholds on some of the industries and the careers, guess what? There is still a way for you to become a huge success. A huge success, I say it again, even in this economy. So, we want you to come out on Saturday, August the 25th, from 9 to 3 p.m. We're going to network. We're going to have instructional information. We're going to have door prizes. I'm talking about good prizes. We're going to have food. You're going to have fun. All of this for only $30. You can't beat it anywhere. And here's the thing. If you sign up five other people, if you can get five friends, coworkers, employees, if you get them to sign up, you will get your ticket free. So, in other words, buy five and get one free. We're going to pack the house out. We're expecting at least 200 women to come. And also, if you have any product or service that you would like to showcase, we have vendor tables, $50. We only have so many tables, so first come, first serve. Well, as you know, each and every Thursday morning, we're on the air Tuesday morning, Thursday morning at 7 a.m. And we have our special co-host with us right now, Mr. Shawn Watson. He's been here helping people put their relationships in order, giving that type of advice and strategies to help you have a better, more successful relationships. You know, our families that we are trying to restore in our communities start with the relationship of the man and the woman. So we need this advice. We need this help. And we're very grateful. And he's here with us, calling all the way from Texas, where they have a different time zone than we have here on the East Coast. So good morning and welcome, Shawn.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wonderful. You know, this is a great time to be talking about relationship. As I look at our communities and the degradation and the destruction in our communities, you know, it centers around, a lot of times, you know, some of these problems in our inner cities center around the lack of the father being in the home. And so healthy relationships, healthy families, healthy communities start with having that right relationship. So we're so honored to be a part of a movement that seems to be sweeping our country. Not only is there a TV show that Love Addiction is called, and they come on and there's a relationship expert. He's helping people in these relationships. But the other day, I was on Sunday night, my husband had their radio turned on, and they were having a discussion, and they had, I think his name is Evan Smith, Dr. Evan Smith or something like that. He's the same person that did the weight loss challenge.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yes, apparently he's doing something on relationship now. And so now this is a good time that you're talking about this, because the whole country is ready now. See, when the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. And so now it seems that the student is ready to learn how to be in the right relationship with each other. And it really does start with these relationships that we get into that can turn either one way or another. So today, I don't know if you have information for us on the subject of, you know, these expectations that women have in the relationship, because I believe that sometimes the expectations, you know, start, or things in the relationship follow what the expectations are. So in other words, if a person doesn't really come to the relationship with great expectations, they probably won't have a really great time. But I want to hear what you have to say on this subject.
Well, when you mentioned about a woman's expectations for a man, there a lot of them are different as far as the expectations for each woman, and it's based on her self worth.
Mm-hmm.
Her self worth has a lot to do with her expectations. Some women want you know, want to have a provider. You know, some women want a nice guy. Some women want a guy that's, you know, kind of more of a real tough guy, and it's going to be real tough on them, you know.
Mm.
You know, other women want just this gentleman, this almost like a rescuer, kind of like what they have in like the Tyler Perry movies. You know, the guy that comes around, he's more of the heart repair man. And then you just have some women that just want, you know, just the physical.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of may want the guy just because he looks good, or you know, he satisfies them physically.
Mm-hmm.
And then some women aren't really sure what they really want, because, like I said, again, it says self-worth. They go into a relationship with low expectations or you know, pretty open. And when you're open, you really take anything that's kind of given. And sometimes that's not really a good thing. You know, as far as the expectation, like I said, it just has a lot to do with her self-worth and how she feels. But a lot of times, women they aren't aware of what they ask for. Because I see some women say, "Oh, I want a man that's a provider." Well, in order to be a provider, that's going to require him to work a lot.
Mm.
Most times, whether he's working for a big company or he's doing his own business. So, because I hear some women say, I want him to be a provider, but I also want him to be around the home. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to kind of pretty much pick and choose. I mean, if you want him to be at home a lot, he may not be a great provider, you know.
Mm.
But if you want him to be a great provider, you're going to have to allow him to be able to work and sacrifice. Especially if you're not working, if it's just a relationship where, you know, just one spouse is working. You know, that has a lot to do with it as well. Just a woman trying to make her expectations clear and being aware of what she wants is really important.
Mhm. Mhm.
Going into a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So this is good. This is important that people should, you know, sort of think about it. You know, count up some costs. You know, we don't have to go into this thing blind. We don't have to do like, you know, sometimes, especially women and men, they're only doing what they've seen, what they saw their own parents do, and that's where they've learned. I mean, where else would a woman learn what to do, and where else would a man learn, a boy learn what to do, but from his father? And then if daddy wasn't there, that doesn't mean he didn't learn from him, because then you learn the lack of responsibility a lot of times, because if you come to find out that, well, this person wasn't there to have responsibility for me, this person abandoned me, this person, and then you begin to say, well, I want to do the same thing because I want to be like my dad. People say I want to be like their mother. I remember growing up, I thought, you know, oh, I want to be just like my mother. And here, you don't even know if everything that mother is doing is, you know, correct.
Exactly.
But that's just common. That's why it is important for parents to do the correct thing, because the child is going to want to be like you. And I don't know what it's going to take to get that in parents' heads. So therefore, again, the thing gets all twisted. So we don't know what we want in a relationship. We get together with someone. We make a baby. And then the cycle begins all over.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you don't have any expectations, or you don't have a plan going into a relationship. It's kind of like driving somewhere without a map, and you're just going to drive.
You might end up anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And you just don't know. I mean, that's why it's best, you know, to, like I said, to have a plan. You know, I always say, you know, do you want a boyfriend? Do you want a husband? Do you want a just a special guy? You got to figure out what exactly do you want and what's your motive, and make sure that your motives match up with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't match up, then that's where the problem can come in. Because
mm-hmm.
the other person can end up getting hurt or anything else like that.
Yeah. And you know, it's just it's going to be so much better once you sit down, think about it. Think about, you know what? Not only what do I want in the relationship, what am I bringing? What am I bringing? What am I offering? You know, what are my values that I'm bringing to this relationship? What are my perceptions that I'm bringing? Okay? First, know thyself. Like you said, know your own self-worth. You know, the young lady in the show last night, the woman had very, very low self-worth. She had almost zero. And the person zoomed right in on that. And so all he had to do was to raise her self-worth to just like about 10%, let's just say, out of 100, you know, to 10%. And she was willing to accept that. And though he was walking all over her, totally dogging her out, so much so that his friends, brought him to this intervention TV show, thinking that she didn't deserve him because she thought she was too controlling, but come to find out, she was only fighting back because this person had so dogged her out. And it was really, really bad. And so, you know, people need to realize that you have to know your self-worth, as you said. If you just tuned in, thank you for tuning into the show today, Thursdays, with us every Thursday for the past several weeks now. We've had Mr. Sean Watson. He's a relationship expert. He's doing some research. He's working on a major project that will be coming out soon. He's also had other speaking engagements. And now, are you also doing the relationship webinars as well, Sean?
Right now, I'm just doing various different speaking engagements. I'm not really doing the webinar right now. I'm just, speaking on different shows. I have another show that's coming up on this Monday coming up, and I'm also doing some a little bit of speaking at the church and various different places in the area.
Now, when you go to the church and you talk about, are you talking about relationships?
Well, pretty much what happens with that is sometimes it's about relationships. Sometimes it could be about overcoming obstacles and things like that. But I try to tie in a lot of different important details and information and to whatever, pretty much whatever the topic is. So I'm always talking about obstacles or relationships.
And when it comes to relationships and you go out to these different places, do you find that there are any questions that, you know, you realize that, you know what, that's a really good question that this person has asked as it relates to relationships?
Well, as far as the questions, I'm really never surprised because, you know, let me give you an idea. I actually did an interview for my project because I thought that was really important. I really wanted to know people's views on it, and I was really surprised about some of the women who didn't know their self-worth, who never heard of their self-worth. And some women I was really surprised because I asked them about forgiveness and a man. And a lot of them actually, it was more of a conditional kind of thing where it was based on what he did, where they determined that they would forgive him. And then one woman was like, no, he just gets one shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really surprised on that, but I really thought that was really important for me to actually do it because I felt like if I was writing a relationship guidebook for women, that I needed to actually be more educated and see where a lot of women are mentally to help transform them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, all right, so they need to definitely raise their self-worth. That's important. They also need to have a plan, you know, in place. What are you dating for? What's your motives? Are you just dating, or you just want a boyfriend? You just want a few dates? Or are you looking for possibly to get to know someone better so that you can see if this person is a good fit for a possible lifetime mate, someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want to build with them, you want to live out some of the God principles of marriage, to becoming one, really growing together. He says one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So understanding that what we two can do together is so much better than what I could do if I was single.
Yeah, and one of the things too is I help them to I give them strategies to improve their self worth, and I also encourage them to, you know, write down a plan. You know, actually write things down as far as, you know, the things they're looking for in a guy, and you know, all these different things. Because one of the things I always let them know is that part of self worth is when you're in a relationship, you have to. It's good to spend time with a guy, but you have to also to remember about your goals, because a lot of times people fall head over heels for this guy. Mm-hmm. And then they forget about themselves. They forget about, you know, they say they're going to go to college or back to college, and they get so wrapped up in this guy. And it's like their plans drop. Mm-hmm. And then the bad part about it is when the heartbreak comes, they start looking back at that time. Well, you know, I wasted so much time on this guy, and I didn't put any time into myself. I mean, so I think that's, you know, important. I mean, you can spend time with, but also to remember yourself, because you have a responsibility to accomplish your goals and your vision that God put in inside you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's so true, because so many people, they are so focused on the other person, and their own dreams and goals just goes right out the window. And they really need to focus on the big picture. And so I tell you, I just think that, you know, it's important that people get the message. Don't put your head in the sand. But I do have another question that I want to ask you. What do you think people, women, as you're going about doing your research, how do you think women feel about the situation where the shortage, the man shortage, or do you think that is still relevant or still a point or an issue?
You said it's a shortage?
The shortage. You know, I know when I was growing up, we always heard that, oh, there's not enough men for every woman and things like that.
Well, I mean, the way I see it is there are, there's not a shortage. There are way more than enough. It's more about just, you know, knowing what you want, and then two is just about, you know, understanding what you're willing to bring to the table, because it's not a one sided thing. It's like, okay, I want him to bring this to the table. I'm like, okay, what are you going to bring to the table? So it kind of works both ways with that, and you have to be willing to meet the guy in the middle. I mean, no one now at least wants to do all the chasing by themselves. I mean, the guy will court you, but at the same time, you have to be willing to meet him in the middle, and you have to be willing to kind of put yourself out there and be approachable.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, because, you know, I think a lot of, I've heard that, you know, quite a bit. So here you're saying it's not so much that it is a shortage, but more of the type and the quality of the person that you are seeking. It could be an abundance of that person, and you're just not in the right place to really receive a relationship with that kind of individual.
And then, too, has a lot to do with the label, because, you know, in this era, a good guy is not advertised. Like, a lot of times, if you see things on TV, yeah, you have a few movies that have those those gentlemen, but really a lot of the music and the television kind of advertised more of the bad guy. And that and that kind of puts the rap on pretty much every guy, because pretty much every guy is labeled as one guy, so it's almost like one big fraternity. So I mean that has a lot to do with the thinking that there's a shortage of guys, but that's not really the case. I mean that's one of the things I'm actually currently talking about is that label.
That's so true. Yes, good. That's good. Uh huh. I didn't think of it like that, but you know, that's a good point about the TV shows and television and movies that and music for the most part. It's definitely the music. Now I know when I was coming up in the 70s, the music portrayed the guy who was always falling in love, and portrayed the guy that would fall head over heels in love with you. That's most of the songs. That's what they were about. The man was getting his heart broken, or he was just so happily in love, you know. If anything, but today I notice that, or over the years, the music had turned, and then the men became these guys who wanted a bunch of women. They wanted to play the field. They wanted to, and so, what impact do you think that has had on the relationships of men and women?
Well, it makes it really hard on the guy that is a gentleman, because, like I said again, he's labeled as this bad guy from the jump, because everything he says, it looks exactly like that guy that she had in her past.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's the only thing he will be seen as, and that's the biggest problem is that label, because that kind of shows a little bit of unforgiveness and a little bit of bitterness towards that last guy, because it's shown that you really haven't gotten over him, because you are still replaying those memories in your head, and that's affecting you meeting Mr. Wright.
Yes. Well, like I said, I think this is a, you know, wonderful format. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, who got down the wrong road, wish they could have had some suggestions and advice like this beforehand. But certainly now it's good to have it at any time that you can get it. So we definitely encourage those of you who are listening. We thank you for tuning into the show. Please make sure you pass this archive on to those other people that need to hear it, or encourage them to listen to the show on Thursdays. Certainly, if you had a question or a comment, you can reach Mr. Shawn Watson, Shawon Watson. You can reach him on Facebook. You can reach him through his website. Give him the website again.
It's http shawnawatson.yolasite.com.
All right, so there you have it. You can go to his website. You can follow him. They can follow you also on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yes.
Follow on Twitter. He has a blog that he keeps up with, and he's got, you know, information out there. So there is no excuse to be having all of these bad, you know, situations now when the help is there. When the help is there. But we only have about 60 seconds left to the show. So we just wanted to get that in, and we thank you so much, Shawn, for coming to us again. And we will see you back, Shawn, next Thursday. But everyone else, we'll see them tomorrow. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you for those tips on today.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.